Masechta. In particular, the Gemara speaks about, you know, tshuva meyira and tshuva meava, each in a kind of miraculous way. The Gemara says that Amrei Shlok is gedola tshuva shezidonos nasis lo kishkogos shenemar tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem elokecha kikashalta babonecha. Gemar says ha'avon mezidu v'kakarale michshal. Gemar says eini Amrei Shlok is gedola tshuva shezidonos nasis lo kishkuyos shenemar b'shuv rashami rishaso v'yasam ishpatu tztaka lehem. And so on. So Gemara says, Okasha, kan mi ava, kan mi yira. The truth is that earlier, I don't have time to do this now because I want to make sure we get the regular shiurim since I'm going to be away for a couple of days. But the Gemara in Peva Min Aleph also has various stiras and psukim where it tries to resolve the problem by making reference to a distinction between tshuva me'ava and tshuva me'ira. The application of, you know, shkogos and zdonos is maybe the most ambitious, but it seems like the difference between the two methodologies of tshuva, tshuva me'ava and tshuva me'ira, affects other issues as well. But obviously the idea that you can turn zdonos into shkogos is already quite remarkable, right? It ignores the natural law, law of of actions and consequences and so on. And the ability to turn zdonos into zechuyos is just even beyond miraculous. That's not only unnatural, it just seems almost mystical. And of course we try to understand what we mean by that idea, and much has been written and said about it, and there's a lot to talk about. But for today, just for a couple of minutes, what I just wanted to note was that the Rambam, who does quote a lot of the Divrei Agada in this Gemara at the end of Yoma, does not quote anywhere this idea that zdonos nasos kishkagos in tshuva meyira, nor does he quote even the more ambitious idea, and that is that tshuva me'ava is nasos avonos nasos kishkuyos. So you might have thought that the Rambam just thought that Gemara was maybe too mystical or too much of a guzma. But the fact is that while he doesn't quote the Gemara directly, it's really noteworthy that the Rambam ends Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Yud, which is the last chapter of Hilchos Tshuva, and also the coda of Sefer Mada, with a discussion of Avas Hashem. Famous formulations that he has here: Al Yomar Adam Hareni Osa Mitzvos HaTorah V'Yosek B'Chachmasa Kedesha Kabel HaBrachos HaKsuvas BaTorah. Ovid me'ava osik b'torah b'mitzvos v'holech b'nesivos achachma lo mipnei davar ba'olam lo mipnei yiras hara'a lo kedei lira shatova el osa emes mipnei shehu emes v'sof hatova lovo b'chlal. Beautiful language of the Rambam. Umale zu hi male gedola ad ma'od v'ein kol chacham zochela hi male savra mavinu shekro HaKadosh Baruch Hu ohavi l'fi shelo abed ele me'ava hi amale shetzivano HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad yamosh rabbeinu v'haftas Hashem alokecha b'chol v'abcha b'chol nashu b'chol me'odecha d'zman sheyeh havas Hashem ava haru'uya miyad yaseh kol ha'mitzvos me'ava. The ketzad hi ava haru'uya, this is where the Rambam compares it to a marital relationship, which of course is extremely relevant to our learning topic of the year, right? Hu sheyeh havas Hashem ava gedola yisera rabba aza ad ma'od ad shetei nafsha kshura b'avas Hashem benimse shoge batamid kilucholi ha'ava shein daitam pnuya me'avas osa isha shu shoge batamid bein b'shifto bein b'kumo bein b'sha shu ochel v'shose yosem izet tia avas Hashem b'leiv ohavav shogim batamid kamo shesivanu b'chol avavcha b'chol nashu b'chol me'odecha hu sheshlomo amar derech mashal ki cholas ahava ani b'chol shir ashirim mashal hu l'inyan zeh. Now the Rambam goes on to skak about mitosh shelo lishma, ba lishma, and so on, and this is really what You know, what brings you davi adu abarish ein avas hakadosh baruch hu nuksheres b'liba shel adam ad sheyishke bo tamid kiraui v'yazov kol shebolam chutz mimena kamo shetziva b'chol avavcha b'chol nafshecha, and so on. And this is how the Rambam ends Sefer Mada. It's fascinating that he then transitions into Sefer Ahava, right, which of course begins with the, you know, the motto Mahafti Torah Secha Kol Yom Hisichasi. So the Rambam really, you know, conjoins, you know, the first two Svarim with the notion of Ahavas Hashem. So I don't think it's a coincidence. You know, the question is, why did the Rambam, you know, conclude, you know, Sefer Mada, but more importantly, Hilchos Tshuva? Why is the entire last chapter devoted, you know, to Ahavas Hashem? Might have fit in, you know, earlier in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, already Perek Beis Halacha Aleph and Beis. Rambam speaks about Avas and Yiras Hashem right after he speaks about the theological truths that are necessary to know, and without which, you know, a person, you know, would be, you know, heretic, a real heretic. In other words, you have to believe in Metzios Hashem, and you have to believe in Yichud Hashem, and you have to believe that there's no Hagshama, that there's no anthropomorphism. Right, that the Rabbeinu Sholem is not a goof, and he's not a gviya, he's not you know, limited, and so on. These are all the theological truths, which for the Rambam in particular are essential, because the Rambam, you know, felt that having the right, you know, philosophy is religiously mandated. It's the first step. That's why he starts the entire Yad HaChazakah, 90% of which is dedicated to the halacha. But he starts it with Sefer Mada and with these issues, Hilchos Yisod HaTorah. So in Perek Beis, Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, right after, you know, the most elemental discussions of theology, necessary theology, the Rambam transitions into Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem, Ezu Yiraso, Ezu Avaso. The formulation there is very important as well. Always like to note also that the Rambam atypically, you know, doesn't treat each topic separately there. Normally, the Rambam, you know, tells you he has certain mitzvah or certain iser, and he defines it, and then he goes on to the next one. Here, he groups Ava and Yira together. He says, you know, there's a mitzvah la'avaso el'yiraso, and then he explains both of them, and when you look at his explanation in the beginning of Perek Beis of Chutz HaTorah, you understand why, and that is because he believes that there is a seamless and continuous, you know, interaction, you know, between these two. The Yira leads to Ava, the Ava leads to greater Yira, which leads to greater Ava, meaning it's an ongoing integrated process. Instead of being two opposites, these are really part of one. But the point is that the Rambam has already dealt with, in the very, very beginning, Ava and Yira. It's striking that he feels the need to come back to it as the culmination, not only of Sefer Mada, but of Hilchos Tshuva. But I think this is the Rambam's way, actually, of codifying the Gemara in Yoma. Maybe he was a little bit reticent, you know, to formulate the ideas of, you know, Zdonos Nasaslo Kishkogos or Zdonos Nasaslo Kizchuyos, because it's very difficult to understand, you know, what that means. But in his own way, I think, I'm speculating a little bit, but I think it's hopefully intelligent speculation. The Rambam, by accentuating how much Avas Hashem is important, and by in a way promoting it as something which is so intense and ideal, right, to making use of the mashal Shira Shirim does, you know, between the physical love, but in the obsessive sense of it, and saying that that's, you know, nothing, that's a drop in the bucket compared to, you know, how people are supposed to focus on the Rabbeinu Shalom. I think that's the way that the Rambam is not only registering the concept of Tshuva Me'ava as the highest form, but in a way it's also his way of interpreting Nasis Lo Kizchuyos. Because in a sense, what the Rambam is telling us about Avas Hashem is that it is a key, you know, to other things. And if a person can muster these feelings, that if he is able, notwithstanding the theological, you know, distance between, you know, finite, very, very limited man and the omnipotent and omniscient creator, if he can muster a relationship which is, you know, Shira Shirim, you know, worthy, you know, then indeed you can understand how that's not only the mafteach in a way for tshuva shlema, but it's achieving that is something that you know, turns even past Zdonos, you know, into Zchuyos. It doesn't say it, but that's really the idea. In other words, it's a kind of perspective which, if it takes a sense of distance, alienation from the Rabbonu Shel Olam, for you then to develop greater appreciation and to be shoge bo tamid, and to able to do this, you know, without self-interest. Part of the Rambam's focus here is not just Avas Hashem, but the idea of lishma in Esek b'Torah b'mitzvos. If a person really can Avas she'ena tuliya b'davar, you might say, if one is capable of achieving that, and if what brings him to that is the sense of loss and alienation and distance to begin with, so then the net result of the entire process is really to turn Zdonos into Zchuyos. So, okay, where that really converts them on the level of, you know, the Sefer HaZichronos, you know, in the way things are calculated or not, I don't know, according to the Rambam. He doesn't really say that anywhere. But at least that might be his interpretation of the Gemara and what it's really trying to establish. The Yiras Hashem can create the equivalent of Shkogos, but there's still a Maisa Aveira. But to really be a net benefit, you know, from the beginning to end of the whole process, it's not the, you know, sowing of wild oats and the having had the experience but being past it. That chas v'shalom, that's antithetical to the notion of busha and charata that the Rambam describes in Perek Aleph, you know, of Hilchos Tshuva. But if one can really, you know, take one's distance, I say, and convert it into a sense of longing and an appreciation and perspective, then in that sense, it's nasis lo kizchuyos. And I think the Rambam here is very consistent. He quotes Avram Avinu and the pasuk of Avram o Avi, the same pasuk that he quotes in Sefer Mitzvos, when he talks about Avas Hashem, and when he explains that, again, Avram Avinu is the model, and there too he explains this idea of, you know, practically an uncontrollable, you know, impulse, an overflowing sense of Ava, you know, which kind of overtakes the person, where the experience, you know, begins maybe with a rational awareness, but it goes beyond that and it becomes a religious experience. That's kind of what he describes Avram Avinu. He says that Avram's, you know, kiruv activity, you know, Avram megayeres hanashim, Sarah megayeres hanashim, was part of being Avraham Ohavi, almost like he couldn't, the way the Rambam describes in Sefer Mitzvos, almost like he couldn't stop himself. It was just like an overflowing sense, you know, of mission, which resulted from Ava. And there the Rambam makes it perfectly clear that, you know, the main mechanism for this is Talmud Torah. Unlike his comments in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, the Rambam says that that exposure to Divrei Torah, to Dvar Hashem, is really the key, right, to developing Avas Hashem, and you know, in that sense, it's an expression of it, and that's really what the Rambam says here as well. He speaks about mitzvos certainly also in Perek Yud, but the focus is certainly on Misha Osek B'Torah Lishma. And clearly the Rambam, by codifying this law of, you know, mitoch shelo lishma balishma, means to say that simply the exposure to Devar Hashem through Torah and mitzvos, that has a certain transcendent impact and momentum, if you allow it to, if you don't fight it, you know, which in the end brings to a certain level of Ava and lishma as well. In this sense, what the Rambam is telling us is that Talmud Torah and the performance of mitzvos, but even more so Talmud Torah, as Dvar Hashem, is really the, you know, the foundation for, you know, for developing Avas Hashem and for allowing it, you know, to define one, Avraham Ohavi, as an Oved Hashem. And it's perhaps not coincidental that, you know, some of the Mefarshim suggest, because they too struggle with, me'ava, you know, zdonos nasos kizchuyos, But Reb Chaim Mivolozhin, for example, in Nefesh HaChaim, and then others said it subsequently, Ben Tziv and many others, suggest that the derech of tshuva me'ava is by means of Talmud Torah. And again, this connection that the Rama makes in Sefer Mitzvos and the way that he describes it in Perek Yud is absolutely consistent with that idea. I've said in the past that it's probably no coincidence that the pasuk that the Ramban, you know, identifies as the makar for tshuva, from his point of view, ki hamitzvah hazos, you know, lo b'shamayim, lo rechokahi, lo meiver layam, ki hamitzvah hazos, according to the Ramban, refers to the mitzvah of tshuva. But the Gemara in Eruvin says very explicitly that ki hamitzvah hazos is a reference to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and that's how the Rambam codifies it, you know, in Hilchos Talmud Torah as well. The Ramban obviously was very aware of this. This is the Ramban's way of saying that you know, these are two sides of the same coin. That there's a very tight connection between Talmud Torah and tshuva. And certainly, if this is the basis for tshuva me'ahava, that makes a great deal of sense. And I think if we, you know, step back and you know, we develop this perspective, you know, it you know, provides you know, a good, not only motivation, but, you know, a framework, you know, for understanding why Talmud Torah is so important, but even more so why it's so important that, you know, that there not be any casualness. There can be joy, there should be joy, the special din of simcha, kudei Hashem b'sharim m'sam chei lev, and there can be, you know, milsa de chidudei, you know, connected with that as well. But Torah study is something which always should be taken seriously, and again, in the framework that we've been dealing with, is antithetical to something which is more, you know, a casual or, you know, careless, something, you know, which is characterized by, you know, a sense of triviality, and so on. And that's because it really is the foundation of this marital relationship, the Erusin and the Nisuin part of it. Chazal, you know, speak about that connection. The Psukim in Tanakh, you know, speak about the, you know, the link, you know, between the Rabbonu Shalom and Knesset Yisrael as a marriage, sometimes in Erusin, sometimes in Nisuin, but a marriage, you know, without the opportunity of providing a get. So just as we've been discussing the Rambam's own view, you know, of Kiddushin and the antithesis to Kadesh and Pilegesh and so on, and now we're discussing the relationship between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin components, and the main theme is this idea of Davar Shebikdusha and how you inject, you know, structurally, how you inject, you know, these elements. Kal v'chomer ben benosho, kal v'chomer, based on the Rambam's comments here in Perek Yud Hilchos Tshuva, that is true in the relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, and that the mechanism of Talmud Torah is really the prime, you know, tool, you know, to accomplish that. And that's why, you know, learning is not only so important Keneged Kulam, but it's the way that you do it. It's putting, you know, Lev and Nefesh, you know, your mind, you're subordinating even your mindset, your Derech HaChashiva, if you will, you know, to the mindset and the, you know, the way of thinking of the Torah. And that's really why learning Be'iyun and learning, you know, Ba'omek, you know, trying to, you know, uncover, you know, the connections and the subtleties in the sugya becomes very important. It's not only intellectually, you know, exhilarating, you know, hopefully it is that as well, I think it is, but, you know, the intellectual exhilaration is more than matched by the, you know, spiritual aspiration, you know, that it's intended, you know, to accomplish. Because in the end of the day, how we, you know, the enthusiasm that we exhibit, and I don't mean that in an external way, but, you know, being attached to the topic and to, you know, overturning, you know, all the, you know, options and the nuances, the lishonos of the Rishonim or other texts, all of this really is about that enthusiastic, you know, relationship of Ava, you know, which is not only the apex of tshuva, as we said, but the basis for a certain perspective in life that can even make Zdonos into Zechuya. So that's why I'm glad we have these little get-togethers in the beginning of the year, and hopefully we'll have more. The sense of unity among people who share safsal halimudim, the chavrusa relationship, is also a kind of a marital relationship in some respects. That's why you have shadchanim, people who learn together forge a bond together, and the bond is based on shared experiences. I've said this in the past, and that's also the Shinanta Levanach idea, transformative shared experiences. And there can be a lot of enjoyment, there should be enjoyment and even humor attached to all of that, because that's part of the creative process, and it's part of adding a nofach mishalcha. So even everybody's what is it, fun fact? Is that what we called it?
Yes.
Okay, fun fact. I'm glad no one asked me. But even that is, very appropriate. But, we should keep in mind the goal, which I think we do, which is that, it's a community, that is built on, shared values of the importance of what we do, the joy of what we do, and the importance of what we do as well. So this is a message not only for Elul, and for the forthcoming Yom HaKippur, Esa Slicha Umechila, Kate's Kol Yachid Virabim, of Yom Kippur, but really it's a tone setter, for the entire year. As I say, the Rambam concludes Hilchos Tshuva and Sefer Mada with Avos Hashem, and then he transitions right in the very next words that he writes, Mahavti Torah Secha Kol Yom Yisichasi, into Sefer Ahava. And almost every component, every one of the Svarim of the Rambam, is connected in some way to the concept of Avos Hashem. So too, this is just a way of getting the year, to start. But we should hopefully be Matzliach and Masachet Ksuvos, but also in the building of this community, a community which is dedicated to Talmud Torah and to Avos Hashem as well. So we're going to bench. We know we have Shua and we have Eliyahu, right? So I don't remember who did it last time.
Chaim.
And we have Chaim. Oh, boys, Chaim's new. Chaim's a coin.